Welcome to the Connected Table Sips on iHeartRadio. We are your insatiably curious culinary couple, Melanie Young and David Ransom. We bring you the dynamic people who work front and center and behind the scenes in food, wine, spirits, and hospitality. Ours is a delicious life, and we want to share it with you. Family-run Citadel Estate in St. Helena, Napa Valley produces iconic Bordeaux-style wines. Formerly the site of historic Inglewood Winery, James Senegal, co-founder and former CEO of Costco, acquired the property in 2013 to establish Senegal Estate. His son, David, works with him and did work as a wine buyer for Costco for many states. In 2020, the Senegals launched Details by Senegal Estate, sourcing grapes throughout Sonoma Valley. And we have a bottle of this wine, Details, with us now. And David Senegal joins us on the Connected Table Sips. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you today?
We're great. So, David, you have extensive experience working as a wine buyer for Costco, which we love to shop at. How did this shape you and your father's vision for making your wines?
Well, my father and I have a shared philosophy towards business, a shared philosophy towards focus on the consumer, and towards product development. So that experience at Costco very much carried over into everything that we do here at Senegal and everything that we're doing on this new Details Wines project. So we are carrying forward that focus on quality and that focus on striving at every opportunity to provide greater value to the consumer.
David, Senegal Estate produces two labels, Senegal and then Details as well, your new project in the Sonoma Valley. What are the winemaking philosophies for each label?
It is a big brother, little brother kind of brand and project hierarchy. So a very similar philosophy towards making wine holds true for both projects. Senegal being the namesake and the flagship is our ultra premium, where we are, you know, following our winemaking protocol that's 1,403 steps and really striving to make wines that are very classically made, old Napa in style, very balanced with, you know, characteristic concentrated fruit, but also having good acidity. And then making those wines in the most traditional of ways. And then also leveraging all the technology that's available today and analytics and software and hardware to enable us to make these beautiful wines.
I'm really curious, how did you get to 1,403 steps in the process?
Well, it wasn't a goal to get that to 1,403. It's just simply we established our winemaking protocol and I wrote it down on a piece of paper and did business process mapping around each step so that we follow that approach and that process each and every time that we make a wine.
So the devil really is in the details.
Well, that was how we came up with the label Details. My father is known for having that philosophy towards business. And he's known for actually using that idiom expression a lot in conversation with coworkers and telling his story. And so this is really an homage to his business philosophy and to that approach.
We like that term too, don't we, David Ransom?
We do.
So, you know, one of the interesting things, we're looking at the label of Details, and it's a very graphic black and white label of a goat with a lot going on in it, a lot of details. Talk to us about this and help our listeners visualize the Details label, which they'll be looking for when they're buying it.
Well, I would say as this wine is available at fine restaurants as well as retail establishments across the country, the bottle was really designed to be very catching off of the shelf in a retail environment. I would say the first thing that strikes you as you look at the label is something staring at you. There's a goat's head, a pentagram goat's head that has a bit of the Mona Lisa eyes going on, where you feel like there's something staring at you. And then you have in very, very bold font the name of the brand details at the bottom. But then upon second glance, as you look at the detail a little bit more closely, there's the discovery moment where you notice within the goat's head, there is a story being told within the story of all of the steps that go into our winemaking process in hieroglyph.
It's pretty amazing. So all 1,403 steps in this goat's head, and the eyes really do capture you. And up in the right ear is the Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. David, let's take it a step further and discuss details, the wine itself. You sent us a bottle of the 2019, which I believe is just released, and it's a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Sirah, and Cabernet Franc with just a touch of Petit Verdot in it. Why don't you talk to us about the wine itself?
Yeah, the wine, its inception was really, we kind of landed in Sonoma, frankly. This is a Napa-based project to start with. We're in the foothills of the Mayacamas in the southwest corner of St. Helena AVA. And Senegal is a Napa-based project, but really as a 2.0 version of what everything Senegal is as a project and represents, I was striving with this new wine to find a way in which to continue to provide comparable quality to the wines that we've been historically making, but then be able to provide it at better value. And one of the key components and drivers in quality and in price to produce the product to market, bring the product to market, is the cost of the grapes. And we fairly early on into the process made the determination that we could make very Napa-esque style wines of very comparable quality to what we're doing here in Napa by sourcing grapes in certain parts of Sonoma County. And so that's how the Details Sonoma County project was born.
Very interesting. I'm curious, can our listeners actually visit Details or join a wine club to learn more?
They definitely can go to our website, which is detailswines.com, and they can learn more about the wine project. They can learn more about the approach to winemaking and a little bit more about the specifics of the story. We don't have a club per se. Mm-hmm. Right now, the product portfolio consists of this Sonoma County Cabernet. And then in this next spring, we'll have a Sonoma Sauvignon Blanc being released. But we do not have a club, but it is available for sale on our website.
It's a very reasonable price also, David. It's suggested retail $40. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon dominant wine, a little bit of Merlot, Petit Sirah, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot, as David Ransom said. It's a great wine for the value. And, you know, with summer season coming, a good wine for grilling and, cooking outdoors and just, you know, relaxing, overlooking your patio or the hills or something, having a great meal, right?
The wine is truly, truly every bit as special as is the Senegal wines, but it's just through this approach to finding a pathway to greater value that we've been able to achieve that optimum $40 suggested retail price point. And yeah, you know, it's very, very plush, very fruit forward, very plush, still tannins, well-crafted, bone dry. It's a great wine for obviously all the obvious food pairing opportunities for grilling and for beef. But I think it's actually interesting in that it's a great kind of entry level into premium Cabernet for someone that's just beginning to appreciate finer wines.
Really great, great detail. Quick point, drink now or can you give it some time?
100% drink now. Okay. Because the wine is structured and has good tannins and acid, it will age, but it's designed to be enjoyed you know, within the year of purchase.
That's good to know, and good for us, and good for everybody who's going to pick up a bottle of Details order it.
You know, it reminds me of a sign that we had on the wall at our winery in the cellar that said, "Details make the difference." And in this Details, it obviously has. You guys have done a great job putting together this wine, and we can't wait to try it.
I love to share it, and thank you both for sharing the story about our project. I appreciate it.
We're delighted. David Senegal, Senegal Estate. We're talking about their newer wine, detailswines.com. Pick up a bottle and enjoy it. The devil's in the details, and this one has great detail and structure. Thank you so much for joining us on the Connected Table Sips.
Cheers.
You've been listening to the Connected Table Sips with Melanie Young and David Ransom. To listen to more in-depth features with the movers and shakers who shape the wine, food, spirits, and hospitality industry, tune into our companion show, The Connected Table Live. You can tune into the live broadcast on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on W4CY Radio. Easy to find at www.w4cy.com. Or listen to all our shows anytime at iHeart.com and on the iHeart app. Connect with us on Twitter at Connected Table and follow us on Facebook and Instagram under The Connected Table. And remember, always stay insatiably curious.